Hey, you're listening to Comic Culture After Hours. That's what you're listening to.
That's right.
Right.
Well, what a better way to start than with Teenage Enema Nurse.
Oh, is it Enema?
Yeah, Teenage Enema Nurse.
Okay, I didn't hear the thing right.
In Bondage.
Nicely done, Chris. Yeah. So what great segue for Shecky to read the sponsor for After Hours.
Comic Culture After Hours is brought to you by Spring Showers, nature's wet t-shirt contest organizer. May God and Corey Feldman bless you.
Oh, that's nice.
Mm-hmm.
Good old Feldman.
Yeah, listen, nothing guys. But Corey
this
Corey
After
Feldstein.
Hours are going to devote to the bronies.
Okay? Oh, you know, you got to love the brony.
You got to love the brony. So I'm reading this thing on the internet, and apparently there was a survey done. Follow me here, guys. I'm going to be a little long-winded.
Wait, are you getting technical on After Hours?
Well, I got to read this thing through. I got to set it up.
It's been a month since we've had After Hours.
Right. Okay. Yeah. Well, listen, let me set this
set
up.
Set it up. Set it up.
Let me set it up.
About the bronies.
Okay. Yeah. So there's an online survey that estimates there are between 7 and 12 million bronies out there.
Oh, come on. Okay? That's ridiculous.
The sample was 21,000 people on the internet were asked on a scale of 1 to 5, 1 not at all, 5 extremely strong brony ship.
Yeah.
Okay. They took
brony ship.
Just four and five. Yeah. Not even 3.
Yeah.
Okay.
4 and 5, and they got from 7 to 12 million bronies.
Well, so
there's a lot of flipping bronies.
So they take that sample and they extrapolate it onto the rest of the universe, kind of thing, and they figure,
well,
okay,
the hell do
they
look like a mathematician?
I'm just saying.
Like, I don't know.
I'm trying to explain this for our listeners who perhaps
are
mathematicians.
Oh, the Bitterman out there.
The
right.
Bitterman out there.
Right. Okay. Yeah.
So they extrapolate. They say, okay, 21,000 people responded to this,
and this percentage.
This
of,
is percentage of this.
What was the percentage?
Seven. I don't know.
I don't think it said, did it?
It didn't say percentage. Based on the 21,000 people sample.
Yeah. How many people
they're
said
estimating
yes.
that 7 to 12 million bronies are out there.
In where in the world?
In North America.
North America's probably like 800 million?
No, the world. Like I'm sorry.
The world.
In the world.
That's like, what, 6 billion?
7 billion? 7
yeah.
billion.
Is it up 7 now?
Oh, yeah, it's up 7 billion.
Wow. So, 7 million, 7 billion. So 1 in 1,000.
Wow.
Is it only 1,000?
One in 1,000 is a brony.
Okay, so let's just...
Wow, that's, you know,
that's good,
a lot.
Because I was thinking one out of the four of us in
might
this room right now might be a brony.
Well,
we might have words.
Yeah. Well, one out of the four of us owns a brony shirt.
All right. So let me go over this, guys, and you guys tell me what you guys think of this
all
stuff.
Right.
So the census was called State of the Herd, My Little Pony, Statistics Are Magic.
Oh, they really are.
Yeah, they
well,
are.
Well, that's a terrible
they?
Start to this segue.
And it's a 50-page document, my friends. It's
Come
a
on.
50-page document on the state of the herd.
All right.
Is 20 pages like baking recipes for like rainbow cupcakes?
Okay.
I'm not sure. It might be.
I want to hear the rest of these
guys. I think 15 pages are clumping techniques.
Clopping?
Clopping?
Is it clopping?
I think it's clopping.
Clopping.
No, clumping.
Okay, well, no.
Hold on, whoa.
10 more pages are clopping.
Clopping is one thing.
Yeah.
Clumping, that's when it gets a little dirty.
That's right.
Teenage Enema Nurse is a perfect segue for that one.
Yeah, clumping.
A little bit of moisture and texture.
Okay, listen. The gender.
Marty, would you clump on my chest?
Hey, hello. Listen, guys. Stay on target.
You couldn't afford me, Chris.
After Hours. Oh, my goodness.
84% of bronies are male. 84.
Well, wasn't that the whole point?
Isn't that the whole point? Shouldn't 100% be?
Yeah, why are 16% of girls clumping?
Wait, I have a question. Of these clumpers, so 84% is male?
Well, hold on. We should tell the Bitterman out there what clumping is.
Hold on. Yeah, so the
clumping is what is clumping?
Clopping, not clumping.
Okay, so this
clopping is
what? Shecky's past visitation.
Yeah,
where Shecky found out that about a month ago,
whenever
I was last on this show, or maybe the second last, clopping is actually the noise and procedure to men
pleasuring themselves.
Pleasuring. I wanted to say masturbating, but pleasuring themselves.
Yeah.
To My Little Pony. Figures.
Yeah.
Right.
And animations.
Yeah. And animations.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, guys, I will never buy a box of Open My Little Pony toys again in the store. Hey, buddy, you want to buy these My Little Pony toys?
At least don't buy it from a 40-year-old man.
Yeah.
Well, being a store owner and being a store owner who buys used books and trade graphic novels and everything like that, what What sort of policy do you have if, like, the pages are stuck together?
That's a great point.
Yeah.
That's a great point.
Does it go from, like, 70% trade value to, like, 30%?
No, it goes to showing them the door. That's what it goes to showing them. Okay, so why are 16% girls?
That's a great point, because bronies are supposed to be men. To be
lesbians.
Yeah, you know, I think...
Oh, yes, lesbians.
Girls that want to be boys.
Hold on, wait a minute.
That's not a lesbian.
Guys.
Help me out here. Is a lesbian a girl that wants to be a boy?
No, not at all.
What's that called?
No, that's a tranny.
That's a tranny? No, guys, a tranny is a guy that wants to be a girl.
I actually think that this whole census is a little bit fraudulent.
No, not at all.
84% is males.
Yeah.
Bronies are supposed to all be guys.
Listen.
Unless. Listen to me now, okay, now? Listen to me. My Little Pony is made for females, okay?
Right.
If 84% of every television show, every comic book read is by males and not by females, well then.
What are you trying to get at?
I think the entire culture of My Little Pony is absolutely a mess and it's actually geared towards men. And I don't know what disturbing facts that may imply, but...
Yeah, well, listen.
I don't get it.
No. I know where he's going. But
yeah,
listen. No,
he does.
But listen, the 16% represent maybe those. You know how girls always want to get into guys' stuff? You know how girls want to get into the locker room? You know how girls want to get into the baseball team?
Okay, so girls
want to be girls want to be in guys' stuff.
Okay, so thank goodness for that, right?
Yeah.
So, 16% of bronies are girls.
Yes.
Let's just leave it at that.
Let's just leave it at that.
All right.
It's wrong. It should be 100%, as Shecky says.
You're right.
But you know what? If I'm going to quickly say, I was absolutely, totally wrong. I thought it was all dads that were bronies, but apparently I'm wrong because I'm reading the average mean age, the average age, basically, is 20.2 years.
That's crazy.
With 79% of bronies being 15 to 25, 95% of bronies are between 10 and 30.
So hold on a second. So
how can a 10-year-old be a brony?
He
doesn't know any better.
I'm going to pose this question to you. Why can't a 10-year-old boy like My Little Pony? And if he does...
My little 10-year-old liked My Little Pony, I'd kick the shit out of him.
Would you, Walter?
Yes, I would. Yeah, I would. I'd knock some sense into him right away.
How old are your kids again?
12 and 14. And I'm watching them, boy. I'm watching.
So you knew their age already.
Under
so
the
I was
bed.
Like, oh, okay. My 12-year-old who loves My Little Pony doesn't. You know, he's not 10, so I can say these aggressive things.
I'm checking under the bed for any My Little Pony product, and so far I haven't found anything. Mm-hmm.
My point is. If these boys are of masturbation age, and they're masturbation age, and they're jerking it to
My Little Pony,
there's a lot of kids out there jerking it to My Little Pony. I think there's a problem here.
No, there's a large problem here,
right?
You know, and that's why I'm worried about these statistics. I mean. 95% of My Little Pony fans or bronies are between 10 and 30.
That's crazy.
Yeah, that's wrong.
Okay.
We need psychiatrists.
If you
to come
told
and look
me that maybe
guy.
Between the ages of like 6 and 8 and they're boys, I can kind of.
Yeah, because they kind of like
kind of cutie and they want.
Yeah.
And sometimes, you know, little boys.
Yeah, you know what? My kids, my younger one, he loves Teletubbies. I go, it's okay to love Teletubbies, just not Tinky Winky. All right.
Exactly.
Marital status, guys. Marital status. 96% of bronies.
Single.
Have never been married.
Well, I'm not surprising there.
Never been laid. Wait. Am I offside?
Is clumping laid?
What's clumping again, Walt?
Not clumping, clopping.
I'm sorry.
Clumping is completely different.
Totally different.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Clopping, no. So, yeah, probably not even laid. You're right.
Yeah, because clopping is like furry getting on it.
But hold on.
Clumping
you're wrong.
Is just
you're wrong.
Sweaty, big, overweight people,
is
maybe.
It?
Yeah.
No.
I thought, I don't know.
No, you're wrong. Because you told me once that what's it called? Flurries?
Furries is something
flurry? Like flurry to leaves?
No, furries is something completely different. Furries
well,
when you dress up in a furry costume and you get it on.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. 17% of the what do they call them? Bronies?
Yep.
Identify themselves as flurries.
Furries.
Walter, you're reading from a paper. At least read it how it's written.
17% identify themselves as flurries. Furries. So that means at least 17% are getting laid. 17?
No. All that means is...
No, don't furries all get laid?
No, all that means is...
You just said furry conventions.
Hold on. Walter.
In furry costumes.
No. Walter, you're
which,
right.
Which, by the way, you don't need.
No, Walter, you're right. You're right, though. Oh, boy.
Listen.
I'm going to go out on a limb and say 17 or higher percent of anyone who's a furry does get laid because the entire point of being a furry is just
to get
meeting
laid.
Other furries and just get laid.
Right.
Okay.
So, no one cares.
Okay. So the other 83%, let's be liberal.
Okay.
Let's be optimistic is what we're looking for. Let's say 10% of them are getting laid. All of a sudden, that's a quarter of the bronies are getting laid.
That's true.
A pretty good number.
That is true.
You know?
That
and
is
the
true.
Other 75 are clumping.
Clopping.
Clopping.
Clop hopping.
So between the two, there's a lot of horseshoe smith stuff happening.
Mm-hmm. Chris.
A lot of smithing going on.
Chris,
smithing going on.
Do you advise I become a clot hopper?
You know, sure.
I think I should.
Yeah.
What is a clodhopper?
I thought that was a chocolatey treat.
I thought it was someone who jumps from girl to girl in this brony world. No?
Oh, you see?
Girl
I don't know that.
It's a clodhopper.
Okay.
That sounds like a good, great after-school special.
Okay, that's
world.
The next question, though. And maybe young Andrew Robot can help this thing out, too, is where do these bronies find these girls? Because it's a male society.
Now, yes. Okay. You're right. You're right.
Now, on the internet.
Do they bring them?
On the internet.
Yeah, but they have to bring them in.
Tumblr. Remember what Yahoo just paid $1 billion for like 2 days ago? Tumblr. That's where they're finding these people.
Is that right?
Yeah.
So Tumblr is where all the clumpers go?
Yeah. Clumpers, cloppers, whatever you call it.
Wow.
Now, here's the thing. So
here's the thing.
I'm curious. If
you are? I'm curious. I'm curious.
I'm not brony curious.
Right.
I'm just curious.
Okay.
So if a brony is a guy who likes My Little Pony, is there a girl equivalent of that phrase? Is there a growly?
No, keep searching for words that are make-believe.
Like brony isn't make-believe.
Shut up. It's a real word, Chris.
Whatever, clumpy.
Real word.
Clumpy. That's what I'm going to call you from now on. Clumpy.
Horsecock.
Really?
Yeah. Horse.
What?
You know, you said that as if you've been waiting all night to say that.
I don't know. That seems to be the right thing to say at the time.
Horsecock.
I'm just saying. That could be it. Maybe they belong to the horsecock organization. I don't know. Hey, listen. So sexual orientation, 17.7% of bronies identify themselves as LG. What's this thing?
LGBT.
What the hell's that?
Light transit something.
What?
Light rail. It's something to do with transportation.
Lesbian, gay, bisexual, transsexual, transporting
through light fiber optics or
No. It's the gay kind of.
Bronies are now having sex through fiber optics.
No. Listen, guys.
Oh, my goodness.
This is a higher percentage.
This is what technology's come to.
Yeah,
but this is a high percentage.
Oh, it's wonderful.
Hello.
It's amazing.
Almost 18% of bronies are lesbian, gay, bi, transgender.
Okay.
Versus 6.4% in the general population.
Right, so 18% of these people are like gay guys.
Well,
because could be transgendered.
Yeah, they could be transgender. Or remember, 84% are male, so the other ones may be lesbians or bi.
Oh my god! So there's a whole bunch of ors. I feel like these stats are not concrete at all.
So, you know, I'm slow at this kind of stuff.
I can tell.
I never guess.
Yeah. So it seems to me that correct me if I'm wrong.
Okay.
That bronies has a lot to do with sex.
I don't know about that. Well, okay, sex like with themselves?
Well, no, it's like a the brony thing is a sexual
culture,
fetish.
Culture.
It's a sexual fetish.
I would agree with that. Yeah,
it's a sexual fetish.
Well, okay, hold on. Wait,
you know what?
No, why else would you be a brony?
Okay, so is it just a phrase? I mean, you and I collect comics.
Yeah.
Right? There's no phrase for collecting comics.
Hey, don't, PayPal, don't go there.
I'm just saying. You know, there's no, like, sexual
liking
terms.
Conan because he's buff doesn't mean anything.
Yeah.
Right.
I'm just saying.
But in the second one, he was oiled up and greased.
Oiled
and
up, yeah.
Oiled
yeah.
up. It's like coming in a woman.
Yeah. It's like being in a woman and coming. Yeah. You imagine how much you've been having?
Wait, so, hold on.
No,
hold
I'm just saying. It seems like a sexual club. A bronies is very skewed toward the sexual.
Of what age?
No? Yeah, but like as soon as you hit puberty, maybe like 13, 14.
Yeah, but
as soon as you identify,
this, and yet you have established mature adults are doing this.
I don't know. I'm just saying that's what. Listen, guys. I'll don't shoot the messenger here. I'm just
listen.
I'm presenting the facts.
We gotta wrap this up.
And I'm asking a question.
We gotta wrap this up.
Yeah. Are bronies, is the brony herd, is the herd a sexually perverse herd?
I think that is something that we should ask the audience and reply to us on comicbookdaily.com. Let us know what your thoughts are.
All right. Fair enough. Tune in next week for another installment of
After Hours.
After Hours.
This is Comic Book Culture After Hours.